bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Leisurely by Dr. Carrie Vo for Thursday, April 8th, 2021. The text is John chapter 20, selected verses. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them, and he said to them, "Peace be with you." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Then Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." One of the things that annoys me the most about God is how leisurely he is. When I'm in a crisis, I want God to drop everything and deal with me now. I'm scared, I'm hurting, and I want help now, Lord. Not in a week, not in a month, not in a year from now, but now. And yet, I can't say that God hasn't warned me about the way he is. Take a look at the story of Thomas. On the day of Jesus' resurrection, Thomas misses his chance to see Jesus. Thomas gets back from wherever he went, and the first thing everybody tells him is, "Jesus is alive. We saw him. It's really true." And now Thomas is in crisis. Everybody around him is excited and happy, and Thomas just can't make himself believe what they're saying. He's still in a Good Friday mood. And he loses his temper. "Not unless I stick my finger in the nail holes," he says. He's probably afraid as well. Have all his friends lost their minds? And it would be so easy for Jesus just to pop back in for a moment and reassure Thomas, but no. He leaves Thomas dangling in the wind of doubt for 8 days. It must have felt like a lifetime. Why do this? Why leave me worrying for months or years about a work or a family problem? Why leave the people I love in pain, in grief, in fear? As usual, Jesus doesn't explain himself, but he does eventually come back, and Thomas is rescued from his plight. Jesus comes to you as well, but not on your schedule, on God's schedule. Jesus will not leave us forever, and during the waiting, he will give us the Holy Spirit's help. That time of suffering is not wasted, though we may not see the value of it till much later. So what do we do now, while we suffer? We complain. We cry out. We pray. We beg for mercy. Okay, that's normal and completely to be expected. But we also trust in the Lord who saved us, because Jesus' love and faithfulness is engraved on his very body. His hands and his feet carry the marks of his love for us forever. So pray with me. Lord, help me to bear it when it feels like you're far away, when it feels like you're not listening. In your name, amen.